Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. And so I'm so glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about, you know, what would you do if somebody you knew, or maybe somebody you didn't know, complete stranger, had some sort of injury and was in shock? What could you do about it? Or let's say you're out camping and somebody has fallen and has injured themselves and goes into shock. What would you do? So we're going to talk about things you can do if that happens. We're also going to be talking about, you know, since, you know, sinusitis, allergy season's here, we're going to be talking about those antihistamines most people are going to be running to pick up at the store. And if we get time, we may talk about how we need to change our thinking. If you're diabetic, how can you be a diabetic and not be on drugs? Well, lots to talk about, of course, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for all our men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. And, of course, I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. I hope you are, too, and asking for a righteous leadership across this land. Apparently, some people in Congress stuck to their guns recently. That's encouraging. So we're gonna pray for their steadfastness to stand for righteousness' sake, not give in, not to cave under the pressure, and mind the time, because it grows short. So, you know, no time like the present. And you know what we're supposed to do until the Lord returns? We're supposed to pray continuously. We're supposed to stand our ground. We're supposed to run to the aid of the brethren. And we're supposed to fulfill the Great Commission, which is to preach the word to everyone you can. So let's do that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Experts are kind of unclear about the new China bird flu strain that's infecting people. Yeah, we're going to Beijing. 3 weeks, March 31st, they introduced that new strain of bird flu, the H7N1. Of course, we asked Dr. Carly about that on the 16th. If you missed the show, you better hit the archives. I asked her about that, and she said that she believes it's a lab-derived, tinkered strain of bird flu that's making everybody sick. But China, they're saying, we don't know what's going on. Experts are stumped on how people are becoming infected. Many appear to have no recent contact with birds, fowl of any kind, and the virus isn't supposed to pass from person to person. Well, it is. It's already killed 17 people. It's infected 70 others, mostly on the eastern seaboard. China continues to report on new cases. You know, about 40% of these new cases, the patients have no history of exposure to poultry or any kind of birds. Making the virus, for experts, very difficult to understand. Dr. Masato Tashiro, director of WHO's Influenza Research Center in Tokyo, he says that basically we're stumped. We don't know. It's very difficult to understand this strain. China announced the first few cases in March, the end of March, and it was the first time the H7N9 strain of bird flu was known to infect humans. The fear that the virus could mutate and allow it to spread easily among people is a real reality. Experts did cite an example of some potential infection. They said Chinese poultry sellers commonly to deal with their fair-feathered friends to remove their feathers, they'll take the chickens, dip them in hot water, and then put them in these big spin barrels to spin, and then the feathers come off. But liquid particles can kind of fly up into the air, dispersed as a spray. So they're wondering if that's how people are getting infected. They're just not sure. But that means you'd have to work at a poultry place, right? Migratory birds, they say, flying can also be infected, and then, you know, their droppings could, unbeknownst to people, infect them without even thinking they were in contact with birds. Hey, you know what I say? Regardless, lab-derived or not, get a pandemic kit. You know, be prepared for this. And if you don't know where to get one, go to thepowerherbs.com and get yours today. Moving along in the quack report, hey, there's this new gadget that is going to help, they think. This French inventors want to help the obesity epidemic, so they come out with this fork called the Happy Fork, H-A-P-I, fork. It's an electronic fork, and it vibrates when you eat too quickly. How about that? Yeah. consumers are allowed to monitor their eating, reduce the speed at which they eat. And, of course, the French inventors say, hey, this could cut down on obesity. Well, the Happy Fork records the touches that the fork makes to your mouth, how long the interval is in between each serving. So if you're eating too fast, this Happy Fork is going to alert you with a little gentle vibration and an indicator light that says, slow down. I'm amused by this. I can't help it. Happy Fork will monitor your fork servings taken per minute and per meal. We'll have monitorings of specific durations of each fork serving or interval. It'll overall give you the meal duration and the exact start and end time of your meal. And, of course, you can upload this information to the Internet and share it with your family and friends. And, of course, if you want to do that, a Happy Fork is going to cost you $99. Of course, if you're wanting to cut down on eating and lose weight, hey, for under $40, you can get some Body Foundation food mix at the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you won't feel hungry. Forget the fork. Goodness. What do you do when your Happy Fork doesn't have any batteries charged in it? What happens then? It's just a regular fork, right? All right, moving along in the quacker. Here's something. They're saying experts' new study, according to new findings, 30 years old is the new 45. That's right. Today's adults are getting diseases 15 years faster than their grandparents. So according to the findings, people today are being diagnosed with serious diseases 33% faster than their grandparents were. So now the age of 30, people are becoming diagnosed with some serious onset of disease. Disease being diagnosed at an earlier age means, of course, our pharmaceutical drugs, the chemicals in our foods, vaccines, are tearing down the quality of our life. So, you know, vaccines are going to pump in not only disease, but mercury and thimerosal. You got genetically modified crops altering your human DNA. You got bisphenol A in your plastics, which are changing the hormonal structure of your human body. Pesticides pollute the land and the water, and people are experiencing disease sooner in the United States. So you know what? If the generation continues to pretend everything's hunky-dory, and they're not going to teach their kids any different, then they're going to be, the next generation's going to grow dependent on symptom-suppressing drugs beginning at the age of 20. Yeah, that's scary. Last but not least in the Quack Report, here's the top 10 unhealthy cancer-causing foods you never want to eat, okay? Many common food items have indeed been scientifically shown to increase your cancer risk, and some of them substantially. So let's go over the top 10 risk cancer-causing foods. Number one is your GMOs. You don't want to stay away from those. Eat certified organic. Number two, your processed meats, all the chemicals, the preservatives, yuck. Number three, microwave popcorn. The bag is lined with chemicals, and it has been linked to cause infertility and also liver, testicular, and pancreatic cancers. So, yikes. Number four, soda, of course, because it puts a lot of sugar into your system and pulls calcium from your bones. But it also puts more carbon dioxide into your body, which creates an environment for disease. Number five is your diet foods and beverages. Aspartame, goodness, stay away from that. Also, number six, refined white flour. Very bad, very bad. No nutrients in it whatsoever. Number seven, refined sugar. And number eight, conventional apples, grapes, and other what we call dirty fruits. These are foods that are sprayed with ethylene oxide and gas and pesticides and God knows what else. So eat organic. Number nine is your farm-raised fish like your salmon. Farm-raised salmon, for instance, lacks vitamin D, and it is also contaminated with carcinogenic chemicals from the feed. And lastly, number 10, hydrogenated oils, because they alter the structure and flexibility of your cell membranes throughout your body. Ooh, do not do that. You know, cleansing and immune boosting is even more important than we thought, huh? Check it out, powerherbs.com. Well, that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about what to do when we're in shock, someone's in shock. What do we do? Are we going to be the cowardly lion holding his tail saying, what do we do? What do we do? No, we got things we can do. So there may come a time when you may need to tend to someone in shock. So any violent event that jars the mind, the emotions, or delivers a physical blow can put someone into shock. And this is a major disturbance for many of the bodily functions, including your mental faculties. The key danger of shock is that it is progressive. So once shock begins, it can make the situation much worse, and it puts the victim at extreme risk. So until help arrives, there are some things that we can do. Now, what happened in Boston is a prime example. A lot of people volunteering to help, they may not have known what to do. Some did, some didn't. So shock was a major player in that incident. Let's talk about the shock statistics. Now, I hope you never have to deal with shock, but according to the statistics at nationmonster.com, the United States has the third highest mortality for shock, surpassed only by Argentina and Japan. Now, a majority of the U.S. shock victims are younger than 44 years of age, and it's usually the shock that is a complication from an unintentional accident. Let's talk about the fallout that shock can cause, because there are many different types of shock. Someone can receive some bad news or experience maybe a severe offense to one's sense of propriety or decency, which causes an emotional shock and even an outrage. But the potentially fatal shock is going to be a physiological reaction, either to an illness, an injury, hemorrhaging, dehydration, loss of blood pressure, or diminished circulation to tissue, okay? Well, let's look at some of the typical signs. In most cases of shock, the blood pressure will drop, and there can be a rapid heartbeat, confusion, weakness, loss of consciousness, and low urine output. There are cases where the blood pressure may not drop and is stable, and the person can still experience circulatory shock. An example would be people on beta blockers or athletes or those with abdominal bleeding. They may not experience a drop in blood pressure, but they're still in shock. So shock can lead to cardiac arrest or a condition called hypoxemia, which is a lack of oxygen, and it could lead to cardiac arrest, lack of oxygen in the blood. Now, circulatory shock is also life-threatening and a common cause of death for the injured and critically ill. Now, the thing to remember is that shock can manifest in a variety of symptoms, but they will all relate to a main problem, which is the body's circulatory system. I want you to remember that. Shock is a circulatory issue, okay? Let's talk about first aid for shock, because there are universal procedures for looking after someone in shock. Now, if shock is due to an injury, you want to check and make sure the person is breathing, and then you want to check for bleeding and get any bleeding under control. You can apply pressure, or if necessary, you can use a tourniquet. Now, a tourniquet can be made with a belt or even a t-shirt and a stick. You knot the t-shirt and put the stick through the knot and you turn it. Okay, so the use of also cayenne pepper, either in powder or liquid form, also can be applied. It's known to stop bleeding in seconds. So you can apply cayenne to the wound, or if the person is conscious, you can even also give them a few teaspoons of cayenne in some water to stop bleeding. Okay, let's talk about if a person is not breathing. You want to begin CPR. Now, these are the first two procedures that must be done first for shock victims. You want to check for breathing. You want to check for bleeding. So you want to keep the victim warm. You want to elevate their legs. And you can also check for neck and spinal injuries. And if so, you want to limit any movement. Now, for serious neck and spine injuries, don't move them. Don't move the victim. Keep them warm. Of course, if they're where they're at, if they're in danger, you would have to try to move them, but try not to move them immobilize them and then try to move them, if you know what I'm saying. Try to get a backboard or some sort of stretcher and move them out of danger, but try not to move them. Now, if at any time the victim stops breathing, you want to try to roll them to one side and or turn their head and sweep the mouth from with any debris like vomit before you begin CPR. Now, first aid books on CPR procedures are available in your bookstores. And also, check with your local fire department. They often have CPR workshops for a modest fee. When I was homeschooling my children, we had put in a swimming pool, and so I made it a mandatory thing that we all had to go and learn CPR. So I took the kids to our fire department, and our fire department marshal had a class for the homeschoolers on CPR. They even have that dummy, you know, that you can practice on for CPR to make sure your compressions are good enough, your breaths are good enough, and so you can check that out, and it's not very expensive at all. So you can make that a family project and go through the basic first aid class that will have CPR with it, and I recommend you do that. Let's talk about some herbs that you might want to tap into for shock. Here are a few herbs that you'll want to add maybe to your first aid pack. Okay, ginkgo, let's talk about that, because it's an excellent herb to use with your circulatory herbs like cayenne, ginger, and rosemary, and it's going to get more blood flow and oxygen to the brain. This will be especially helpful for those suffering from an emotional shock. Now, the bilobalidides and the flavonoids in ginkgo are able to help stabilize your brain cells and your nerve structure. So your ginkgo, in combination with the other herbs, will assist with better circulation to the rest of the body and helps ward off shock. According to research and also Dr. James Duke, PhD, there is no pharmaceutical equivalent to improving cerebral circulation like ginkgo does. Now, the next herb I want to mention is ginseng. It's another herb that I would use because it has some restorative nutritional elements, helps the body adapt quickly and cope with stress. So ginseng is going to help the body with weakness, exhaustion, fatigue, which often comes with your shock. So there is a wide range of therapeutic compounds in your ginseng, and it will also help to even out blood pressure and help balance body chemistry regardless of the distress. So awesome herb to have is some ginseng on hand. Now let's talk about that wonderful circulatory herb, the cayenne, such as your habanero or your African bird pepper. It's going to have the majority of your circulatory power. The hotter the pepper, the better it is to help regulate blood pressure and also to stop bleeding. So get the really hot cayenne for more circulation benefit. Now, research on trauma and shock patients shows that the internal organs most likely will suffer damage after a critical injury when the person goes into shock. The reason is that when the body is faced with life-threatening injuries, it will redirect blood to the most vital areas to save the brain and the heart. So this can damage other organs due to lack of blood flow and oxygen. So organs most often affected are going to be your intestines and lungs. So if we can get that blood pressure balanced, the bleeding stabilized, we can minimize that. Now let's talk about willow bark and meadowsweet. These are herbs that will help with pain and inflammation without disabling the immune system like most pain relievers. So research is revealing that inflammation plays a critical role following traumas, and it's linked to life-threatening complications, including shock. So if we can minimize that, we have a better chance of controlling or skipping the shock altogether. Valerian root and lobelia are next on the list, and these two herbs will assist with emotional traumas and shock. These herbs have this calming effect on your nerves and your muscles without being a sedative. So lobelia also will help make breathing easier. Now let's talk about your echinacea, your garlic, and your astragalus root. These are going to be all excellent immune stimulant herbs to use in replacement for antibiotics. Of course, if you're out in a remote area, you may not have a CVS pharmacy handy or, you know, antibiotics in your backpack. So you might have, though, the ability to carry some of these herbs with you to boost immune system if there's an injury or a trauma. So you want to make sure, though, that your herbs that you use are going to be powerful enough to aid in breathing, to balance blood pressure, to stop bleeding, to aid the immune system, and to assist the body in shock and in healing. So Apothecary Herbs has made it really easy to get the herbs that you need for this very thing, for shock. They have a shock trauma herb kit. It's new on their website. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on herb kits and you look for the shock and trauma pack right there. And you have the option to upgrade your kit from small to large if you want to. So you can call the folks, though. If you don't have internet access, you can give them a call and ask about their shock and trauma herb kit. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you want to dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, and you can visit their website, though, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and click on Herb Kits, and you'll find the Shock and Trauma Kit there. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It gives you options. It gives you another way to deal with things, especially if you're not, you know, in the vicinity of an emergency room, right? Okay, so you want to hurry and take advantage of last year's prices because there is going to be a price increase the end of April, and a brand new product catalog is coming out. And, of course, those of you that sign up for the HealthQuest online newsletter at thepowerherbs.com, just click on newsletters, you will get discount coupons to use towards your products, your Apothecary Herbs products. So you get things like, you know, 10-15% off or free shipping or free product with your order. So you get some perks when you become a subscriber to the free online newsletter called HealthQuest. So check that out. You'll also see another newsletter there called American Survival, which you can sign up for too. And you do get discounts available in that newsletter as well. And reap the rewards of saving money and feeling better at the same time. What could be better than that? Now, your Health Quest goes out on Friday, so it's going out tomorrow. And, of course, your American Survival goes out every Tuesday. So you get empowering information twice a week from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, so check that out. Of course, Dr. Carly writes for the newsletters, Melanie Cedarstrom, Alfred Adask on your discount gold and silver, your financial markets. We got some other folks writing. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and click on newsletters. Well, I know I'm going to be coming up to a break here, but I wanted to just share with you something. Last weekend, I had to go to the hardware store. I had to get a rubber mallet, a small one, because I was repairing some of my windows on my house. And I needed to tap the molding back in, and I didn't want to break the glass. So I'm in there, and get this. There were some men in there. Of course, it's a hardware store. Where else are they going to be? And they were saying that, you know, tomorrow's Sunday. What you going to do tomorrow? Well, I'm going to church tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to church tomorrow, too. Keep talking. I like to talk like that. Can't wait to get there. I mean, these guys were just amazing. It was so refreshing to hear that. They like to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes care of all the problems, and they don't have nothing to worry about. They just do what they got to do, and the Lord's going to do what he's going to do, and they're good with that. Yeah, you can do what you can, but the Lord's going to do what you can't, right? So don't neglect prayer, folks. But that was just cool at the hardware store, you know? I expected to see, you know, chewing tobacco and spittoons and, you know, all kinds of cigarettes. But no, these guys were, I don't know, they were just different at the hardware store. It's great. It's great. Well, I got to take a break, guys. When we come back, we are going to be talking about antihistamines. Are you running for those antihistamines this time of year? Well, we're going to talk about why you may not want to. And also, we're going to be talking about diabetes if we get time. How you can be a diabetic without drugs. How's that? So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Take a big breath.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're jamming out tonight, but we're getting ready for the weekend. That's what we're doing. And I want to make sure you have a sniffle-free weekend, so we're going to be talking about some of the things that people do. You know, allergy season's here, antihistamines, you know, pretty much on the grocery list for a lot of folks. Nearly one in four adults is treated for allergy symptoms with your antihistamines, according to the American Academy of Allergy. Now, what are you really doing to yourself, though, when you use an antihistamine product? Well, are they safe? Well, you got to ask yourself, are they, since the pediatric medications that had antihistamine on them, were in question there for a while? What do antihistamines do, really do, to your body except, you know, decrease an allergy symptom? Well, you got to ask those questions. And do doctors prescribe antihistamines for illnesses other than allergies? Well, are antihistamines safe for us in short or long-term uses? Well, you know, let's check it out. Let's look at the list. The AMA doctors tend to prescribe antihistamines for medical conditions other than allergies. Your doctor may recommend antihistamines for the common cold or eczema or food allergies or sinusitis, hay fever, hives, poisonous rashes like poison ivy, oak, and sumac, intestinal cystitis, which is bladder pain, and also lymphatic gland conditions, radiation sickness, so I guess the people over in Fukushima are getting antihistamines, sleep deprivation, and of course, the list keeps going. Well, let's talk about, is a histamine necessary? Your body makes them. Why are they there? And why are you giving yourself an antihistamine? Well, you and I have histamine receptors. They're called H1, and they're all over your body. They are on smooth muscle cells, which line your intestines. They're on cells that line serious cavities like your heart, your lymph vessels, your central nervous system, your spinal cord, and your brain, and your blood vessels. So histamine sounds kind of important, I would think. And what does it do? Well, the body releases histamine, which can bring inflammation, initially increasing circulation, and also can bring allergic reactions. So histamine is really a local immune system response with white blood cells. It also regulates physiological functions of the thyroid, your digestive tract, as well as your neurotransmitters. So when you take antihistamines, you're messing with all of that. Well, let's talk about if you use them. If you use antihistamines, you can experience physiological alterations in your body. If you use antipsychotic drugs, you want to research them because it's been proven that these drugs regulate more than just neurotransmitters. They also target your histamine H1 receptors. Now, you want to remember that H1 receptors regulate several functions in your body. So the research is pointing to antihistamines and antipsychotic drugs as producing one of the most important health crises known in America called metabolism syndrome. So the National Center for Health Statistics reports that in 2004, 66% of adults are overweight or obese. And the stats on obesity in children are a little lower, but they're on the rise since the 70s. So what does this have to do with antihistamines? Well, antipsychotic drugs and antihistamines are believed to contribute to a majority of the health problems. You may not realize that the antipsychotic drug contains antihistamines in them. And in a 2007 study that was published in the Clinical Therapeutics regarding research at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, they found that antipsychotic drugs intended to treat schizophrenia, depression, and bipolar disorders all contained antihistamines. Sleep aid prescriptions also contain antihistamines. Many don't think of antihistamines as being a hardcore drug therapy, however they are. One other thing, antihistamines deplete your melatonin, which is your brain hormone that helps you sleep. So insomnia can result when melatonin levels are disrupted. Sleep deprivation can trigger depression. And if you are put on antipsychotic drugs for depression, they also have antihistamines in them, affecting the melatonin level, thereby perpetuating the vicious cycle of drug dependency, insomnia, and depression. How you like that? Well, if antihistamines disrupt melatonin, they can create sleep disorders, and you may wonder why the sleep aids have them in there to begin with. Well, think about this. If antihistamines are in antipsychotic drugs, what else can they be in? Well, if you use prescribed antipsychotic drugs, prescribed antihistamines, or any number of over-the-counter medications, you may be getting more antihistamines than you think you need, and it could be putting you at a cardiovascular risk, a central nervous system risk, gland system, and digestive system risk. So your metabolism can be altered, and you may be picking up weight, and you may not realize it. Why that's happening? So your metabolism can be altered, and you may be, you know, gaining weight. And new research is showing that the antipsychotic drugs and the antihistamines sedate your system and slow down your metabolism while they stimulate your appetite. So when you're taking these drugs, you have a desire to eat and sleep. And how do these drugs do that? Well, last year, researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine found that antipsychotic drugs, which have antihistamine, control your AMP enzyme and rise the level of enzyme 4 times above normal. So your AMP enzyme works through your H1 histamine receptor, making you lazy and hungry. So this research was published in the Journal of the National Academy of Sciences. And recently, drug companies have claimed that they have produced an antihistamine drug that counters the H1 receptor to help control the appetite enzyme issue. And you may recognize the drug's marketing name, Claritin. However, the product does not guarantee patients won't gain weight while they're on Claritin, and stresses it is not for pregnant or nursing women or for those suffering from kidney or liver disease. So take a look at Claritin side effects. It makes you think that the medicine is worse than having the allergy. You can have rash and swelling and itching, nervousness, rapid heartbeat, weakness, stomach pain, dizziness, diarrhea, and respiratory distress. You can find all that on the CDC.gov website. So is there a remedy for all this without all the risk? Well, is there a remedy for allergies? Yeah, well, I found one. However, the solution isn't just one thing. It's a combination of things that you can do. Without doubt, a majority of the allergy sufferers can reduce their sinusitis, their ear infections, their pneumonia, their throat infections, their hay fever, and other allergy sensitivities by eliminating animal dairy foods from their diet. So the mucus from this food group coats the system and reduces your toxin removal to a crawl. So this weakens the overall immune system, and it puts a burden on the filtering organs and also causes local immune system response production of histamine. So your AMA physician will not distinguish between environmental or food allergies, and they're just going to prescribe the same thing regardless. And many people are allergic to their diets and don't realize it. Well, let's talk about some herbs you may want to tap into. After you've removed the dairy from your diet and use substitutes like rice or almond milk, there are several herbs that I tend to use occasionally for allergy reactions, seasonal allergies, environmental things. And by the way, if you have bladder issues, I would use juniper berries instead of antihistamines. Okay. So for upper respiratory infections like sinusitis, colds, head colds, upper chest congestion, I like to use a combination of garlic and echinacea and some decongestant herbs like lobelia. So if you're looking for a great combo to do that, we have a pneumonia kit for bronchitis and pneumonia at the powerherbs.com website. And also we have a great sinus formula called the Echinacea Deluxe formula, which, you know, the first sign of pressure or stuffiness or pain behind your eyes, you definitely want to take this. And you can sidestep the problem. So you can check that out, very reasonably priced. And they're liquids, they're tinctures, they're aged concentrates. They're made with organic ingredients, certified organic, grown to tilth standards, cold pressed, no heat, all the alkaloid strength is there, and you don't need to refrigerate. And the shelf life is 10 years. So they're liquids, the delivery system is superior to capsules and tablets and more potent than tea. So do yourself a favor, throw a dose of this stuff in your juice at breakfast and be done with it. And you can check it out, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you could give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. And, you know, just forget about the worry. of the antihistamines. Now, if you've got sleep issues, you want to check out the relaxation formula. If you've got anxiety, depression issues, you want to check out the emotional stress or the valerian root formula. So you've got organic tools that you can use without the toxicity and the risk that drugs give you, without all the expense. I mean, drugs are so toxic, you need a prescription for them. You need a doctor's approval. That should tell you something. We just got so desensitized to that reality, I think. All right, let's move along to the next topic. We're going to talk about diabetes, a big problem, of course, all over the globe, not just in America. 18 million Americans, children and adults, get that diagnosis of being diabetic. Now, we talked to Dr. Carley about that many times on the show, and, of course, her thinking is, and she might be right, that a lot of the diabetes in children these days is induced by the vaccines they're giving. So medical experts are estimating that nearly 6 million people are right now undiagnosed with diabetes, and an astounding 57 million are on their way to being diabetics. So every year, 1.6 million people get the bad news that they're a diabetic. And it won't be long before 10% of the Americans have an official diagnosis of diabetes, 10% of our population. So if you are diagnosed with diabetes, you are pretty much put on lifelong diabetic medicine. There are blood sugar monitors, glucose tests, you know, those strips. Possibly, you know, teach yourself how to use a syringe. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, they're still doing that. So medical treatment is going to cost about $10,000 a year for the rest of your life. How is Obamacare going to deal with that? I wonder. So, therefore, diabetes is a gold mine for the medical establishment, the drug companies, the labs, the doctor's offices, at least it has been. So let's ask why so many people have blood sugar problems. Is there a way to correct the imbalance? Well, we're going to find out. Let's talk about some interesting research real quick, because a couple of medical doctors, Dr. Doug Kaufman and Dr. David Holland, they produced some real interesting research, and they published their findings in a book called Infectious Diabetes. Now, they seek to answer the question, what if diabetes is not a genetic problem, but is a fungal infection? Well, they claim that there is a connection between fungal toxins or mycotoxins and the diabetes epidemic. They also state that these fungal toxins can also create cancer and hormonal and immune system imbalances and also damage other organs. So, how do we get these mycotoxins? Well, research published in 1986 reported on children developing diabetes within a 2 to 4 weeks after receiving the mumps vaccination vaccine. More cases were reported in the 1990s, just 30 days after the vaccination, and also in 1991. So type 2 diabetes was, you know, coming off the line in 1990, and was reported by scientists within 5 months of kids receiving the mumps vaccine. So in 1992, European physicians, 180 of them, by the way, were also confirming that the mumps vaccine will trigger diabetes. Dr. Carley was right. So today, researchers are saying that the HIV vaccine is linked to a new diabetic epidemic. So what's going on here? There was a landmark study in the British Medical Journal, October of 1999, indicating that these vaccines were responsible for the unprecedented 26% increase in diabetes, all from vaccinated patients. And it has been suggested that the pathogen that they were using to create the diabetes is often put into different vaccines to cloud detection. Dr. Carley was again right. So a lot of statistical information is matching the correlations, and it can be seen in Neil Miller's book called Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Well, let's talk about some of the diabetic medicines, because the human body has a job. Our organs know what job they have to perform. And diabetic medicine focuses on controlling insulin and glucose levels and to take over the job of those organs. So essentially, that organ, which is not permitted to do its job and perform its task, will eventually atrophy. And then trying to revive an organ that's atrophied is almost impossible. Let's talk about you being more in control, because the insulin is secreted by the pancreas in response to your foods that you eat, grains, fruits, starchy vegetables, candy. If you eat frequent and large amounts of carbohydrate foods, especially foods containing refined sugar and flour, the results are high insulin levels in the blood. So your cells do not respond to insulin, and the sugar remains in the blood, and the pancreas has to produce more insulin. And this causes a hormonal imbalance, which damages the metabolism. So you can control this secretion of insulin by changing the foods you're eating. And over time, the metabolism will rebalance. If dietary changes are not made, the pancreas will wear out and not produce sufficient insulin. So those currently taking insulin actually should not discontinue their medicine abruptly, but do a gradual 30-day or longer weaning process after they implement the healthier lifestyle and they substitute with a more natural alternative. Remember, the dietary food pyramid that we have encourages large amounts of carbohydrates, and it's not a good model. The American Dietary Association restricts all fats, but healthy omega-3 fats are essential to help balance hormones, which affects diabetes. So Dr. Diana Schwachenbein, she's an endocrinologist and author of the book, The Schwachenbein Principle. She encourages diabetics to use diet to heal the metabolism using non-starchy vegetables, proteins, healthy fats, and controlled portions of carbohydrates from whole, unrefined sources. So if you want to check out her book, The Schwachenbein Principle, do so. And there is some more help. If you want some extra help dealing with your diabetes, you will have to go to the high desert for Juniper monosperma, which is a tree. There it produces a berry. There are 13 different juniper trees native to North America, but the Juniper monosperma tree is an evergreen from the cypress family. It produces cones with one, and then one has seeds in it, and it's often found throughout New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, and Oklahoma. The name monosperma means one seed, so it usually has one big seed on it. It prefers to grow at elevations of 3,000 to 7,000 feet with strong roots that go down into rocky soil. It is drought resistant. It produces several trunks, making the tree a very short and stocky tree. It grows less than 20 feet tall. The cones are tend to be pinkish and purple color, and the berry seeds are harvested in the fall. Native American Indians have used these juniper seeds for medicine and for cooking. The Navajo Indians especially used the juniper tree, and they made tea out of it to strengthen their women after childbirth. They also use the seeds and grind them into a cornmeal and use it for flavoring. Juniper leaf was used to make lye water to turn cornmeal into hominy grits. So the juniper contains various vitamins and minerals and oils that are excellent for flavoring. Also, they added it to venison and to fish when they had no salt available. So the juniper monosperma berry helps the body maintain blood sugars. That's why I mentioned it. Now, the USDA database has some chemical analysis of juniper, also called cedar berries. This tiny berry contains flavonoids, glycosides, some anti-tumor agents, vitamin C, volatile oils and resins, a little bit of sugar, but not a whole lot, sulfur, tannins, terpene, flavone, and cardinine, minerals, and alcohol, as well as some other things. So this is a drought-resistant tree with a strong, deep root system, so it pulls a lot of the minerals up out of the soil and into its berries, its tree trunk, its leaves, its berries. Now, there is some essential trace minerals that help with normal cell function of the metabolism, and this nutrient will help maintain sugar levels in your blood and controls your insulin levels as well. In 1995, research was published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, which stated how vanadium, which is found in the cedarberry, helps with diabetic conditions. So the scientists also believe that the minerals help to prevent heart attacks, also slow the progression of cholesterol plaque. So this mineral has been linked to improved bone health as well. Trace amounts of vanadium are also found in your whole grains and your vegetables like your carrots, cabbage, and parsley. However, we only absorb about 5% of these food sources. So how does the trace mineral help with diabetes? Well, according to the study, it mimics the activity of insulin and promotes the transport of blood glucose to the cells for the energy source and assists in balancing hormones for the metabolism. So it's helping your body do its job, not suppressing it and doing it all by itself like the drugs do. So you won't run the risk of an atrophy organ and having that problem. So if you're looking for the Juniper Monosperna, you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. It's called Diabetic Formula. Okay. Now, based on ancient knowledge and modern research, there are natural ways to deal with your diabetes. The ancients used diets and herbs like fenugreek, too. Fenugreek's another one that's great for diabetics. Some people respond to the fenugreek better than they do the Juniper Monosperna. So you have choices. They're both excellent, and you can check them out at thepowerherbs.com. Fenugreek seems to help regulate blood sugar levels for some folks, while others respond better to the mineral nutrition in the juniper. So don't give up. If one doesn't work for you, you can always try the other one. So if you're interested in learning more about your options on the herbal level, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you some information, a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And believe you me, you're going to have to be in power as we move forward into the unknown of the Obama administration and Obamacare. Being empowered and having some tools at your disposal are going to be important, more important than I ever thought it would be. Let's see. Don't forget, we are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley next month. She'll be with us here on the 21st, so if you want to check that out, that show, she'll be back. And if you have a health topic you want me to cover, don't be shy. Let me know, and we'll try to put it onto the show. And sign up for the free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com website. You'll get informed, empowered, and you'll get discount coupons that you can use at Apothecary Herbs. So check it out. Well, I'm out of time, folks, and I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm going to lift this nation up in prayer. I hope you will also. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.